Today, fighters, we're going to dig into your 2023 contractor pricing guide. Listen, how you price your work can often be confusing. We get a lot of mail here from y'all, emails, DMs about how do I price my work? And this can be confusing, especially if you are a newer contractor or you're new to just really understanding how the math of business works. Now, it's important to note that you make your money in two main ways. The first is what you sell the job at, and the second is the fulfillment of the project, meaning did you finish the job on budget? Because if you bid it for a certain amount and don't finish it for that amount, if you're over budget, then you ain't making no monies, all right? And that's a problem. So today, I'm going to give an overview of some different models that contractors use to come up with their sales price. And if you get this wrong, you're going to have financial issues. And so I want to break some of these down for you. Let's go. All right. The first way is what's called a fixed price contract. With a fixed price contract, you provide a single number for the project. We're going to do this bathroom remodel for X amount of dollars. Now, this is best for clearly defined projects where it's pretty cut and dry. So the fixed price is a great way. In fact, it's my preferred way of doing it, of doing projects, because I don't want any surprises. I don't want to be the typical contractor that's showing up every few weeks or every few days going, hey, the scope is changing, because it just creates too much BS between you and your client. Now, one of the issues that a lot of contractors have with a fixed price contract is how do I handle those jobs that are a longer term project? And this is where you can put into your contract an escalation clause. Okay. This is basically to help you account for fluctuations that you and the client both agree upon and those situations that might trigger a price escalation. These can be things like changing material costs, you know, different timing of the project and phases of the job. You know, I coached a lot of people in the past year where they would sell a job and not do it for 6, 8, 9, 12 months later on, and material prices went way up. So you want to make sure that for a longer term project that all your costs to do the job are not fixed, that you have that sort of a clause in the contract. All right. So pros of the fixed price contract, all costs are figured. And in my opinion, there's less scrutinization. See, that's a word I don't use very often. But anyway, there's less scrutiny from the client when you have a brand and you're selling value and you know how to communicate and set expectations and you have some boundaries. All right. Here's the lump sum cost, and they're not nitpicking the thing. That's one of the pros. Another is that you're able to increase profit on these fixed price projects with better efficiencies and better salesmanship. So to me, it's a total win across the board. Some of the cons of the fixed price is you might have an unclear scope of work. Okay. Meaning if you are not dialed in on the expectations of the job, what that scope of work is and what's not included, that can really hurt you. So you have to be dialed in with your paperwork and the scope of work in your contracts. It's also important to note that the cons of this is that bad job site management can really hurt you. I see this a lot again with some of those bigger jobs that are a fixed price where it's easy to think, oh, wow, I got this $350,000 project, and you take your foot off the gas and you think it's just going to automatically turn into profit. All right. The longer term, longer the job is, you've got to be dialed in with your on-site management because every day counts. Every day is compounding one way or the other. And the third con of this method of pricing your work is if you don't know how to sell value, it can limit your profit and really hurt you in the long run because you'll end up selling a fixed price project for the wrong amount. And we both know that's not good. Who might have heard about our Mile High Profit Summit event coming up in September? You might also have heard that we've added a powerhouse package to the event called our Elite Package, where you get to spend the whole day with myself, Ben Newman, and Renee Rodriguez as we dig into your business and help you become more of an elite business owner who really wants to create a legacy. And this is for somebody who just might want to 10 to 20X their business in the next decade. All right. It's for somebody who wants to only work with high profit clients and learning how to communicate in ways that attract not only those high profit best clients, but also the best talent in your trade so you can fulfill all the work that you're selling. So I want you to imagine your business being on autopilot. Imagine owning a business that served you, one that is proactive and void of all the chaos in the typical business. What would that mean for your personal income? What would it mean for your quality of life? Head to milehighprofitsummit.com, click on the elite package and take control of your future. Not only do you get to hang with us for a day, you also get the full VIP experience with that throughout the course of Mile High Profit Summit main event. MileHighProfitSummit.com. We have literally a handful of spots left. Don't miss out. Let's get after this. I'm out. The second pricing model is a unit price contract. You can think of a unit price contract as an itemized bill. All right. Rather than giving your customer one lump sum estimate for the entire project, you provide them a list that breaks down the work into smaller units. Example, if I'm painting a whole interior, right, I might have a price for all the ceilings. I might have a price for the walls and for the trim and the doors and so on. All right. That is a unit price contract. Some of the pros of this is it's easy to update your pricing if things change, right? If the scope of work changes and you've done your bid and then you're following up in the sales process and you're having a conversation, they're like, hey, we really want to go with you, but it's a little more than our budget. You can have that conversation around, well, hey, out of all these things that we itemized, and by the way, I'm not a fan of itemization. All right. I already told you in the beginning of this video that I'm a fan of the lump sum, but let's say you're going to play this game. It's easy to go back in and just remove the ceilings if that's not really important to them. All right. Another pro of this is some people think that it helps build trust with the client. I personally, again, believe it's really hard to not sway with what my values are with this, y'all, as I do this video, but I'm trying to be neutral here to some degree. All right. Some people think that if I itemize everything, they're going to trust me more because I'm more transparent, where I believe that if you go back to the initial sales call, the sales conversation, building the connection and the relationship, really understanding what's important to them, that trust is built. And when you give a lump sum, it's not a big deal. Okay. This is also possibly not a bad way to go if your client is uncertain of the scope, like I kind of shared a minute ago. Cons of this, I think it opens the door for clients to nitpick your pricing and they question everything. And personally, I always found that when I priced things like this in the past, it required more administration on our end to keep track of things. All right. So may or may not apply to you. The third model is a cost plus contract. This is where all of your direct job costs and all your indirect costs, okay, your overhead are figured, and then a certain profit margin is added. Okay. So it's, and that profit margin could be a fixed fee or a percentage of all the costs. Now, pros of this is really good if clients trust you and they're not going to, you know, have a problem when they see a 30% profit margin on the bottom line. And in those cases, and by the way, guys, I've rarely met a contractor that can pull this model off successfully. All right. Here's why. Most contractors really don't know their direct costs. Most don't know their overhead costs, and they end up shooting themselves in the foot where they go, here's my cost. It's 10 grand, where their cost was really 20 grand. And then they're adding their profit margin of that on top of it. And you're still short on the money. That's a problem. But again, if the client really trusts you and you've built that strong brand, you have a great relationship and you're like, hey, Billy, the customer, I don't know why I went with the name Billy, here's the deal. This project, you know, it costs us $125,000 to produce, and here's our 100 grand on the back end or whatever it might be for our profit, which would be net profit. A con of this, I already touched on, The biggest con is most contractors don't know their true costs. And so you're starting from a position of I'm fucked from day one. All right. The fourth model and the final one I'm going to cover here is time and material contracts, T&M. All right. This is basically, here's my labor. Here's the cost of my materials and any other, you know, expenses with the project. You know, if you have to rent equipment or whatever it might be. And you basically go here, you know, if it's $100 an hour and it's a 10-hour job, you're like, here's $1,000. They give you $1,000. All right. Pros of this is it could be helpful to go T&M on a small job. All right. Where you go hourly plus the materials and you go. Now you need to make sure that your hourly isn't just for the cost of the person in the field, but it also includes all of your overhead and your net profit baked into that hourly rate. But it can be good for smaller jobs or jobs like we used to do. So we were always a fixed price contract, except when we had to remove wallpaper as a painting contractor, because we never knew how the paper was going to come down, how much the walls might be damaged from taking it down. And so all of our wallpaper removal and everything it took to get that wall or that surface ready to paint, that was T&M on top of our fixed price. Cons of the T&M, all right, is number one, it's tracking all the time on the certain task that you're doing. All right, we all know, let's just own this shit, that we're not always the best of tracking time and every task that we're doing on the job with absolute clarity and certainty. All right, another con of this, and I think this is a huge one, is that as your skills grow as a contractor, as you get better, as you get more efficient and you get faster, it actually, you get punished for those skills growing because it limits your profits. Hopefully that makes sense. So I want to dig in as we begin to wrap this episode up a little more into the fixed price contract. We've been preaching this for years here in the contractor fight. And like I said, this is my preferred model. Now, if you're an experienced contractor who knows his numbers, you can mess with your gross profit percentage and find your sweet spot. If you have a great lead generation system and a great sales process in place and a great delivery process or fulfillment process in place, you can mess with it and find your sweet spot. We've always been preaching a 50% gross profit here in the fight, which is take all of your costs, direct job cost, multiply times at least two and sell it at that. And then you add in the PETA factor, that's the pain in the ass factor, maybe some inconveniences, the type of risk on the job, you can bake it all into there and sell the project at that. If you're a newer contractor, this is the easiest way to figure up what you should sell a job at. And I personally believe it's the fastest way to make more money right now. In fact, this model, when done properly, your direct cost times at least two is going to put at least another $100,000 into your bottom line each and every year. This allows you also to have half the money up front. So if the job's costing me 10 grand to produce and I sell it for 20, I'm going to get 10 grand as a deposit, the 50%. I'm going to use that money to produce the job. And then the 10 grand final payment is what's left, what I have that goes towards my overhead and the rest of that towards my net profit if you finish on budget. So listen, I want to help you get it right with your pricing. And a great starting point is our 50% gross profit pricing tool. So you can get that for free if you go to thecontractorfight.com/50, grab it, and it'll walk you through exactly how to do a fixed price bid for the next project that you have. Don't shortchange yourself. All right. You're worth it. You're adding a ton of value to your prospects and your clients and your team. And don't mess with the money. Make sure your model serves you first. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel. We do a lot of good stuff here. I appreciate you taking a few minutes here today to listen to what I had to say. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.